He stares at the reflection in the window of the gym. The face looks familiar, but the expression is alien. A forced tightness around the mouth, shoulders held in a posture that demands competence even when the energy is gone. He's moving through the routine, the heavy lifts, the calculated steps, but the action feels like performance, not execution. He's not training for himself, he's training for an external definition. The man in the glass is performing the expectation of what a successful man looks like in that room. It is a quiet surrender. He checks the weight plate, then checks the internal feeling of inadequacy that the weight should be solving. But the weight does not move the internal state. The state is already fixed by the surrounding pressure. This is not a failure of willpower. This is not a lack of discipline. This is the imposition of an external definition onto a self that is not yet defined. This is the process where pressure makes you leave yourself. The behavior is the relentless pursuit of external markers, the perfect number, the required output, the flawless execution. The state is the transaction where self-ownership is traded for perceived stability. You're not searching for an answer, you're reacting to a void. You are navigating a field of imposed definitions. The self becomes a tool to satisfy the demanded mold. The first movement of this loop begins when the internal dissonance meets the external demand. He feels the gap, the knowledge that his current state does not match the required presentation. He misreads this dissonance as a personal weakness, a lack of enough hustle, enough focus. He reaches for an external metric, the bank app balance, the specific client acquisition number, the perfect training volume. He seeks data that will confirm he meets the standard. The number, the chart, the output, it becomes the required permission slip. He is not tracking progress, he is performing proof. A statue slowly being polished into a perfect, unmoving form. The feeling of being hollow inside is the signal. The pressure demands he fill that hollowness with quantifiable success. He mistakes the demand for reality. The second movement is the performance of control. The behavior appears rational. I'm being strategic, or I'm optimizing. He changes the input, the calories, the intensity, the next project timeline, not because the input is flawed, but because the underlying state is unstable. The adjustment is an attempt to generate relief from the internal pull. The body pressure makes another adjustment feel necessary. He is editing the plan to suit the imposed definition, not the organic flow of the work. A river being forced into a straight, unnatural channel. This output becomes a shield. It hides the uncertainty that he cannot tolerate. He creates more output to feel serious again, because stillness feels like falling behind the standard. The work protects him from the real pressure of what he is being asked to be. The organized man sees the pressure and names it without acting on it as a corrective measure. He looks at the weight plate and sees only metal and leverage. He acknowledges the gap between his current state and the external demand. He does not reach for the number to resolve the feeling. Instead, he holds the tension. He lets the dissonance exist as a field observation without immediately demanding a fix from the outside, a compass needle spinning wildly before locking onto a predetermined magnetic north. He allows the ambiguity. He does not treat a low capacity day as a relational emergency or a failure of his identity. He simply notes the data. The man stays with himself in that moment of unresolvable tension. He lets the lack of immediate permission be the state. Common advice fails because it treats the symptom, not the source of the pressure. Telling a man to be more confident or act decisively only tells him to perform a better version of the script. It asks him to override the internal signal with a better performance. This is behavior control, not state command. The issue is that the external definition has become the primary driver of his direction. He is not seeking a purpose. He is reacting to a void. He believes that achieving the next status marker will grant him permission to be himself. This is the false solution. He confuses motion with direction. He mistakes the need to prove his value for actual value. He is trading the self for acceptance, and the cost is the erasure of his own internal compass. A shadow that is growing larger than the body casting it, the constant need to measure up, whether on a balance sheet or in the gym log, means the measurement itself becomes the ultimate authority. The body becomes a ledger of compliance, not a record of capability. He stares at the reflection again. The man in the glass is still there, but the tightness around the mouth remains. He looks at the weight plate, and for a beat he stops trying to solve it with effort. He stops checking the internal feeling against the external requirement. He simply looks. He does not need the external number to grant him permission to stand there. The demand was never about the lift. It was always about the definition. If you know the pattern and still repeat it, read fieldossier01@denhausmail.com.